Chapter 10. Table of the Nations. These are the descendants of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to whom sons were born after the flood. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Torgamah. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittim, and the Rodanim. These are the descendants of Japheth, and from them sprang the maritime nations in their respective lands, each with its own language, by their clans within their nations. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Remah, and Sapteka. The descendants of Remah: Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod, who was the first potentate on earth. He was a mighty hunter by the grace of the Lord, hence the saying, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter by the grace of the Lord. The chief cities of his kingdom were Babylon, Erech, and Akkad, all of them in the land of Shinar. From that land he went forth to Ashur, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, and Calah, as well as Resen between Nineveh and Calah, the latter being the principal city. Mizraim became the father of the Ludim, the Anamim, the Lahabim, the Naphtuhim, the Pathrusim, the Kasruhim, and the Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines sprang. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of Heth, also of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Obadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the clans of the Canaanites spread out, so that the Canaanite borders extended from Sidon all the way to Gerar, near Gaza, and all the way to Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, near Lasha. These are the descendants of Ham, according to their clans and languages, by their lands and nations. To Shem also, Japheth's oldest brother, and the ancestor of all the children of Eber, sons were born. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Apakshad, Lud, and Aram. The descendants of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gita, and Mash. Arpakshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber, two sons were born. The name of the first was Peleg, for in his time the world was divided, and the name of his brother was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were descendants of Joktan. Their settlements extended all the way to Sephar, the eastern hill country. These are the descendants of Shem, according to their clans and languages, by their lands and nations. These are the groupings of Noah's sons, according to their origins and by their nations. From these the other nations of the earth branched out after the flood.